ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ACE the JLPT Japanese Language Proficiency Test with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the JLPT Level 4 Last Minute Prep Course. I'm Jessie, and I'm here joined by Naomi.
こんにちは、ナオミです。これは4回目のレッスンですね。
Yep, we're at our fourth lesson in this series. In lessons 2 and 3, we covered grammar questions, so in this lesson, we'll cover reading comprehension.
そうです。読解の問題です。
In Japanese, this reading comprehension section is known as 読解. There are three types of questions in the reading comprehension section.
Right. 問題4、問題5、問題6。ですね。
Right. However, in this lesson, we'll only be focusing on 問題4, question 4.
では、頑張りましょう。
So, let's get started. 問題4 is a two-line conversation. You have to choose the most suitable response to the question. Now, let's go through the instructions to make sure everyone understands them. Naomi-sensei, can you please read the instructions?
Sure. どの答えが一番いいですか?
And the second part is the same as usual.
1,2,3,4 から一番いいものを一つ選びなさい。
So the instructions are, which answer is the best choice? Choose the best answer out of 1 to 4. Can we hear that first part again?
Okay. どの答えが一番いいですか?どの means which. 答え means answer. 一番 is number one or best. And いい is good.
So this means which answer is the best?
問題4は4つあります。
There are four questions in the 問題4 section. In 問題4, a lot of question words show up. And there's a list in the lesson notes for this lesson, so please make sure to look at those. So now let's go through and review some of them. First, what's the word for where?
どこ?
And the word for when is?
いつ?
The word for who is?
誰?
The word for why is?
どうして?
The word for how is?
どう?
Okay, now, how do you say how much?
If you're asking about money, that would be いくら.
So what about when you're asking about the amount of something, as in how much water or something like that?
That would be
どのくらい?
Great. Now that we've gone over them, let's practice a little bit. Naomi-sensei is going to read a question, so please choose the best response out of 1 through 4.
その靴、どこで買いましたか?
1. かわいいから買いました。2. はい、買いました。3. 昨日買いました。4. アメリカで買いました。
So can we hear the question again?
その靴、どこで買いましたか?
どこ is where. So, その靴、どこで買いましたか? Means, where did you buy those shoes? So the correct answer should be?
4. アメリカで買いました。
I bought them in America. Choice 1.
かわいいから買いました。
Means, I bought them because they're cute.Choice 2 is,
はい、買いました。
Which just means, yes, I bought them. And choice 3,
昨日、買いました。
Means, I bought them yesterday. Other than question words, examinees are expected to know how to respond to a request or an invitation. Here's a sample question.
すみません。バターを取ってください。
1. はい、そうです。2.そうですか? 3. はい、どうぞ。4. どうも。
So, Naomi-sensei, can you please read the question again?
はい。すみません。バターを 取ってください。
So this means, excuse me, please pass the butter. So the answer would be
3. はい、どうぞ。Here you are.
Right. And let's go through the other choices. Choice 1.
はい、そうです。
Means, yes, that's right. Choice 2.
そうですか?
Means, is that right? And choice 4.
どうも。
Means, thanks.
バターを取ってください。Is a request. And for inviting someone to do something, the grammar, ませんか, often appears.
Right. The must-em plus ませんか is used to invite someone to do something politely. So, for example,
行きませんか?
Means, would you like to go? Or, why don't we go? All right, and here's a sample question.
日曜日、バーベキューをしませんか?
1. え?いつしましたか? 2. いいですね。しましょう。3. あんまりしません。4. いいですね。どこでしましたか?
Naomi Sensei, can you read the question again?
はい。日曜日、バーベキューをしませんか?
So this means something like, why don't we have a barbecue party on Sunday? So the best response would be
2. いいですね。しましょう。
Which means, that sounds great. Let's do it. And let's go through the other choices. Choice 1.
え?いつしましたか?
Means, huh? When did you have it? Choice 3.
あまりしません。
Means, I don't have them very often. Choice 4.
いいですね。どこでしましたか?
Is, sounds good. Where did you have it? In 問題4, simple yes or no questions often show up. However, the tricky part is, when the answer is no, you have to know the opposite word that was used in the question.
これ難しいですよね。It's pretty tricky. For example, 前
before
and 後
after
もう
already
and まだ
still or not yet. And we've already covered these words in this JLPT series. Let us give you a sample question.
もう昼ごはんを食べましたか?
1. いいえ、もう食べました。2. いいえ、ごはんじゃありません。3. いいえ、知りませんでした。4. いいえ、まだです。
Can we hear the question one more time?
もう昼ごはんを食べましたか?
This means, have you already had lunch? So the correct answer is
4. いいえ、まだです。
No, not yet. Let's go through the other answers. Choice 1.
いいえ、もう食べました。
This means, no, I have already eaten.
But
this answer doesn't make sense, right? The next one, choice 2, is
いいえ、ごはんじゃありません。
Which means, no, it's not rice. This can't be it, right?
No.
And choice 3 is
いいえ、知りませんでした。
Which means, no, I didn't know. So more practice questions are in the lesson notes, so make sure to check those out. And that's all for this lesson. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
じゃあまた。
See you next time.